So I figured I'd tape myself rambling and then publish it. Why not? So this is not a podcast, but you are listening to Inside the Sneaker Box. So you know how we're all frustrated with the sneaker game or whatever you want to call it. There's so many different ways to look at it. A lot of people view it from a consumer standpoint, and they're frustrated and they're tired of the same old stuff coming out, the same colors, same technology, same trends, same retros. And when I say the word retros, I don't necessarily mean Jordan brand, but because people automatically associate the word retro with Jordan brand, but it could be retros from any brand. Another way to look at it is that it's great from a business standpoint. You know, if you're a retailer, if you work in marketing, design, merchandising, depending on what you do in the actual industry, you could love it. A lot of consumers hate it right now because of the things I just mentioned. But you ever get that feeling where you swear you're done and you don't want to buy anything, you don't want to support anything, and you're just sick and tired of shoes and you feel like you want to sell, give away, or trade off your collection, and then something happens, somebody releases something, and then it just pulls you and sucks you right back in? And I'm not to that point where I'm just done because of, you know, what I do in the industry is a little bit different, so I can never really get tired of it because it's constantly exciting and ever changing for myself. But I just saw some pictures today of the Nike Lux Dunk collaboration with Undefeated, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's the shoe that I have to have this year. It's something that I'd be very happy if this would be my last shoe for the year. A lot of people are like, oh, you're so crazy. It's a white dunk. You might hear my phone vibrate. There won't be any editing, no cool music or anything like that. It's just going to be me talking about things I want to talk about. But back to the shoe. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, it's a white dunk. You know, the leather looks luxe. The outsole looks black from the pictures that I'm seeing. But it's just something about the gray lace. The gray laces, the black 1985 and the black Nike, you know, hidden in that panel. In that, I guess if you want to call it an underlay, because it's underneath the swoosh. In that infrared. The pictures that I'm seeing here, the swoosh looks pretty red, but I believe it's infrared. It's almost like these classic Nike colors. It's so basic, but yet it's so amazing. Like, they did an amazing job with this shoe. And I noticed the Just Do It on the tongue. I think that the guys at Undefeated, whoever is responsible for designing this, was able to knock it out the park and create something that a lot of people are going to want to get their hands on. I mean, I know I definitely want to get my hands on it. I already sent a direct message to Undefeated. I've already written to Soulbox. I've reached out to Hikmet. I mean, I don't usually do that. But there's something about these shoes that it just does it for me. And, you know, I think the black around the tongue, and I think the inside, the sock liner, or the collar, I believe it's gray, but in the little pull tab with the Undefeated hit, you know, the branding is so minimal, but it's like so bold, and it's like so like Nike. It's so like vintage 1990 something Nike to me, and it could go down as like one of the better dunks that, you know, to come out in a very very, very, very long time. So I don't usually do that. I don't usually talk about shoes like that and express, you know, the love or the passion that I have. I'm on the hunt. You know, I need these. And it inspired me to plug in this blue microphone to my iMac or whatever you want to call this computer and record this voice, this little vocal, you know, 2 minutes of me talking about the shoe. So yeah, I think I'm rambling now. That's it.